Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
I want you to understand that I believe right now that while you're having to go through this spiritual journey, that God is going to equip you to be able to walk through this spiritual journey with the Lord holding your hand, guiding your footsteps, and He can take away that pain and that loneliness. In Mark chapter 10, verses 10 to 12, we read, "When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. He answered, 'Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery.'" Well, you know what? That's pretty black and white, isn't it? So why are we not teaching this to our teenagers? Why are we not teaching this in counseling sessions? Why are we not teaching this to husbands and wives who are getting ready to get married, that they would understand the commitment and the covenant and the vows that they were making and the permanence of marriage? We need to understand the Word is saying a lot that we often want to erase and pretend they're not in the Bible. But I want you to know it's there, and it's there because God put it there. That is why I believe that when Bob was planning his wedding with the other person, the Lord told me to wait forever, even if he married her. Bob could have gone on into a second marriage, but he could have gotten divorced also later as he was running from God. And while I was praying with God for restoration of a marriage, I knew I had God on my side. I had told Bob I would be waiting for him until I was 80 in my rocking chair. I have many different Bibles, but my full life study Bible concordance says, "Anyone who divorces for other than biblical reasons and then remarries sins against God by committing adultery." In other words, a divorce is not necessarily recognized as right or legitimate by God merely because the state or any human institution legalizes it. Bob and I just praise the Lord for so many pastors like Rich Atchley or Tony Evans or Craig Hill and so many others who all talk about God says you're married in heaven regardless of what the courthouse says. That is what the Lord spoke to my heart. Regardless of that divorce, regardless of what you went and did, I've spoken to you 2 months after your divorce while you were hurting and pain, crying out to me, and you knew that you had made a mistake. I told you what I wanted you to do. I told you to start standing, praying, and fighting for your marriage. This is what we're teaching and sharing to other men and women. When your spouse divorces you, and if they marry the other person by legalizing their adultery, even in this concordance, they're saying that the divorce is not recognized in God's eye due to their adultery, and they are starting another marriage on the foundation of adultery. That is why God was telling me to never, never give up. We have two testimonies of that we use frequently, and that's the Sandra and Andy testimony that you can get from our bookstore, which share her testimony of standing and waiting for her husband for several years while he was in a non-covenant marriage. And now they've been remarried many years. They have just had a glorious restoration of their marriage and their family. We have Dennis Wingfield, who does a weekly men's devotional, Standing Firm. And he's also written his testimony in the book that we have, Standing for God's Best. If you want to read more about that, you might get those two resources. There are many other scriptures about marriage and about husbands and wives, but today I pray that you will start the first step by crying out to the Lord. God does speak to His children. When you make that first step and cry out, asking Him for His direction and answers for your life and marriage?
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.